December 1st, 1816. The quaint London church was silent, except for the vicar's voice, which echoed through the hallowed space. Felicity stood beside her soon-to-be husband, the weight of her decision heavy in her heart as she listened, with only half her awareness, to the words being recited. Her gaze flitted over the limited gathering, her late grandmother's friends, most likely attending out of a sense of duty to her memory, as none of them had connection to Felicity beyond that. Her grandmother's solicitor stood a little apart from the others, a neutral observer of the proceedings. It was he who had brought the proposal to her, acting on behalf of the merchants, Mr. Samuel Harcourt and son. Today, she married the son, whose name was Theodore. The offer of marriage had been a shock, a rescue line thrown to her when she'd believed herself destined to face the world without a protector. Though her father had been an earl, his heir was a complete stranger to her, a distant cousin who had suffered her grandmother and Felicity to live in a dower house on his estate. But 10 months ago, grandmother also passed away, and the Earl had told Felicity he wanted her to move on as soon as possible. And while her modest inheritance made taking rooms somewhere far from London a possibility, the funds didn't offer her what a woman needed most in the world of men: protection. She risked a glance at her groom and clutched her bouquet tighter, the small white blooms a stark contrast against the dark fabric of her dress. "Am I doing the right thing?" she wondered, her heart fluttering in her chest. Grandmother's solicitor had assured her he'd found nothing in her groom's background or associations to cause alarm. The way he had greeted her that morning, with a respectful nod and a faint smile, had reassured her. Until the moment their shoulders had brushed during the morning sermon, he'd stiffened and moved slightly away from her, creating several inches of space between them. Perhaps he was only nervous. His chiseled jaw, strong profile, and the dark locks that brushed his forehead marked him as undeniably handsome. His stance, though rigid, did not radiate coldness. Had she seen kindness in his eyes, or merely politeness? His composed demeanor and the gentle way he had offered her his arm to escort her to the front of the church hinted at a man capable of respect, making her hope fervently that her instincts were right. Her dreams for their future were simple, yet profound. Kindness, comfort, warmth, laughter, and understanding. She envisioned cozy evenings by the fire, shared books, whispered conversations, and perhaps even the soft patter of little feet on wooden floors. The thought of children made her heart ache sweetly. She realized they had come to that very part in the ceremony, and she struggled to listen intently.
"Reverently, discreetly, advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God, duly considering the causes for which matrimony was ordained. First, it was ordained for the procreation of children, to be brought up in the fear and nurture of the Lord, and to the praise of His holy name."
As an only child, her solitary games often made her yearn for companionship that only siblings could provide. The hope that she might one day be surrounded by the lively chatter and innocent mirth of children was a deeply cherished one. The vicar's words took up her entire attention at last, as he asked his final question of her almost husband.
"Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honour and keep her, in sickness and in health, and, forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live?"